Well, thank you. And this is following assurances that the president has received from leading countries of Europe and the United States of America. Their leaders say that they will support Nigeria to recover stolen funds. Our president, Muhammadu Buhari, has been informed that there are billions of U.S. dollars of Nigerian money that has been siphoned and taken abroad, money that is recoverable, given, you know, some processes. And our president has said he's ready to undertake those processes and see how that will yield to the country, considering, you know, the parlous state of the economy, and the treasury being in dire straits. Money in U.S. dollars would do miracles for Nigeria.
The government has expressed concerns that the coffers are empty. However, the former finance minister is saying that it's not debt incurred by necessarily the federal government, but state government are to blame for this. How is the president coming up with plans to resolve this problem? Because he made promises that he needs to keep. How does he keep his promise with the coffers being empty?
Well, two things. One is that if the minister is talking about the foreign reserves, I think the question to have put to him is, how much did they inherit? How come they left barely about half of what they found? And other than that, what else is there? So that's a question to answer. Secondly, President Buhari made promises on the basis of which, of course, we won the election. He will strive. He will do 100% effort, even if that doesn't yield 100% results. Now, the thing is, Nigerians are also very reasonable people. We will run a government that is open and transparent. They will be shown all of their numbers, and they will see that the effort is being made. And I'm sure that where we come short in terms of meeting up on our promises, the good people of Nigeria will show that understanding.
Looking at the expectations, the president has also promised improved security, cracking down on Boko Haram. There has been frequent attacks on the civilians. What is the current situation and how serious is the president's commitment to get rid of these terrorist groups?
Well, you can see that from the moment he took power, President Buhari has spent more time on Boko Haram issue than on anything, including possibly his own hours of sleep. He has visited all the neighboring countries. Well, Cameroon is on the queue. He's talked to the leaders and the Chad Basin, and they have plans for the deployment of the multinational joint task force with enormous goodwill and support for weaponry and the refurbishment of existing armament from the rich countries, the G7. So we're doing well as far as that one is concerned. As for the attacks that you are witnessing, Muhammad Buhari did not say he would wish away. It can't be wished away. He never had said that it will go with a wave of the hand. And the reports we're getting from the armed services is that indicate that actually there's a lot of pressure on the Boko Haram in their own declared haven, the territory they control, which is the Sambisa forest. They're being pushed out of that place, and the territory is being taken back. So these are splinters that are abandoning the forest, their own haven, and making their way into some of our cities and villages and creating this havoc. So they are struggling to be there, to be noticed. These are matters of time. I think that with the time and the progress that is being made, it's a matter of time, because before this is all over.
The president has met the media. Will this be something that he intends to do to keep Nigerians abreast with what he plans to do or what he is doing?
It's a milestone in the affairs of the Nigerian presidency, where after our meeting with them, the press corps of the presidency informed the president that no past Nigerian president had ever had this sort of meeting with the president. It's amazing. But there it was. And President Buhari has given the commitment that these meetings will be sustained. There will be periodic interactions with the press corps of the State House. And after all, our window to the rest of the country. So you can just, we take their responsibility very seriously.